Our gospel reading today, it comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 26 through 27, and chapter 16, verses 4 through 15. So let us listen to the word of God. Now Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify because you have been with me from the very beginning. Now I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you, but now I am going to him who sent me. And yet none of you ask me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment about sin, because they do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you will see me no longer. About judgment, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all of the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine, and for this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it unto you." This is the word of the Lord. Have you ever had one of those moments where something just really touched your heart and mind in some life-transforming way? About a month ago, I was reading an article about Sarah Miles, a journalist, an atheist. She was really enjoying her enthusiastically secular life. However, on impulse one Sunday morning, she entered St. Gregory's Episcopal Church in San Francisco. She stated that she was really not interested in becoming a Christian, or politely said, she just didn't want to be a religious nut. But on a whim, while there, she accepted the invitation for Holy Communion. And she says, "As I ate a piece of bread and took a sip of wine, I was radically transformed. At the age of 46, this was my first communion, and it changed everything." I share this with you because on Pentecost Sunday, we focus on biblical stories relating to God's Spirit, God's presence with us, the encounters with ordinary humans, and where wonderful and unexpected things begin to happen. Pentecost, in a sense, is the birthday of the Christian church, but it was also a very important Jewish festival before it became a Christian festival. It was really the celebration of Israel's liberation from Egypt. It was the creation of a new community, a radical different way of living after Egypt. And there were some people who are fascinated by the drama of this story in the book of Acts. The power of the wind moving like a freight train through a congregation, the tongues of fire resting on people's heads, the wonderful, exciting moment in the history of the church. the Holy Spirit, a gift of God. A gift of God which had fallen fresh on the lives of that group of followers there in, and their lives were filled with passion and with really indescribable excitement. Here they were glorifying God. They could understand each other. They were expressing their faith in different voices, but they could understand what each was saying. They were all in the unity of the Spirit. You see, here were lives transformed. Souls afire with God's love, and barriers were broken down, and divisions of people were all bridged because of the Holy Spirit. I think these thoughts sort of resonate as well with the words of Ezekiel, you know, you remember, who said, "Prophesy to these bones, say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord, rise up again." The bones for Ezekiel were the symbolic bones of the Babylonian exiles who had little hope of ever breathing any life back into the kingdom of Israel. But the implication really was, they can. It can happen. God's Spirit, God's breath, God's wind can put flesh on a skeleton and call it life. And them bones are going to rise again. Hear the word of the Lord. And they did. And you see, that was the good news. The good news. And you see, what was true for that nation can also be true for the church. It's what we really say in the United Church of Christ, that God is still speaking. That you never put a period where God has placed a comma. That there's always a continuation. The Spirit of God, that breath that proceeds from God, creates and continues to make all things new. It makes us all what God intended us to be. And so here you see, we see souls on fire. On fire with the very love of Christ, and we witness those barriers that were broken down and all the superficial divisions of people bridged by that unity and that gift of the Holy Spirit. And what a radical concept that is, isn't it? God is still speaking. God is still speaking to us, even today. Those serendipitous moments can still happen. It can bring changes, and some welcomed and some not, but it's always directed to becoming a new community of God, a new faith community. And can you imagine the joy that would be in God's heart when finally all of the people of God really got it together? They really got it together with one mind and one spirit. Oh, that spirit of joy and hope and power. That spirit of really loving and really caring about one another. The spirit of reconciliation. The spirit of support for one another. That's the power of Pentecost. That's the spirit, you see, that gave birth to the church. A spirit that frees us from dealing with all of our differences to really live and enjoy all of those things that we really do have in common. Serendipitous moments can still happen. God is still speaking. Renewal and revitalization can still happen to people and to faith communities whose bones have long gone dry. May it be ours, Lord. May it come even when we're not looking. Amen. O loving Spirit. Come as the fire and burn. Come and convict, convert, consecrate us until we are wholly thine. Amen.